there's obviously a different instrumentation every year, and last year it was a saxophone quartet and everything. So, like, when you started looking into this and you saw, oh, I'm going to have to write for a trombone and a violin, mm-hmm. what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, I've never done that before. This is new. I've never strictly written probably for just two pieces of instruments. So I was very excited, but also interested in how, because usually I write on piano or I sing it out loud and then I write it down. So it was interesting to start with like singing it and then put it into violin and trombone. So
I was reading your bio sketch in mm-hmm. there, and you're really kind of a whole person in that, you know, you talk about musical theater, you talk about, you know, composition and acting and the bit and everything. And then you say it all comes down to storytelling. How does that fit with the piece that we heard tonight?
Well, I think whether or not that piece is telling a story from beginning to end, it has a story element, and that I think that theme makes us imagine something very story-like. And that's where kind of the Errol Flynn Robin Hood inspiration came from. So the idea that a theme can transport us to stories like Robin Hood or stories similar. I can't think of another title right now, but things like that. And in that way, I think that piece has a sense of that storytelling.
So do you like old movies?
I do. I love Frank Capra's. Yeah, no, I watch a lot of Frank Capra, and then the artist isn't an old movie, but it's kind of similar in that it's an old silent film, and I mean, yeah, so I love that score. Charlie Chaplin, like, I've been watching that for a while, and things like that.
Not Chaplin just old, wrote his own music, too.
That's amazing. I just think Chaplin's cool like that, so things like that. I have a lot of friends who like those things, too, so then you kind of, like, piggyback off of what they love, and then you start loving it as well, so... Yeah.
So you wrote music for a silent film, it says, too, or just, like, what, tell
yep.
me about that.
I made my own. So for a school project, I wanted to do something that could be more than a school project and actually be part of my portfolio. So we had to do original score and original video, and I was like, silent film. So I was directed that and then, you know, did filming with that, had to find venues for that. Had to orchestrate what I originally wrote down on piano for that, and so hours and hours and hours of work organizing a cast for that. I mean, it was wonderful, and I'm so glad I did it, and it's on my website, which is super fun if people want to watch it.
And what's your website?
My website right now, it's a free website. My website is, free is good, is RebeccaNovinger@wixsite.com/storyteller, so that is my website.
So what do you hope to be doing, you know, further on down in your academic studies and later on?
Later on. Develop some skills, and then I like storytelling, so I definitely see myself doing either more in theater or what I'd really love is more in film or TV or something like that with more than one media. So rather than just having pieces performed in a concert hall, that's fine, that's great, but I love the incorporation and the collaboration that filmmaking brings. So, like, working with a director, I think that would be amazing, and writing a story, or animators. Pixar is a huge inspiration for that. Michael Giacchino is a huge inspiration to me just because of how good his music is at fitting in with all the other creators on those films and their ideas, and it's marvelous. I love films, so...
Rebecca, congratulations on your win here. And is this your first visit to San Antonio?
It is, and it's so cool. Beth took us to the Riverwalk Extension. I saw the glowing fish, and I freaked out. So I'm taking my mother and my grandmother there tonight.
Great. So, mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.